Our next guest didn't have to switch hats. He didn't have to switch hats. He was drafted number 15 to the Charlotte Hornets. He gets to stay in the state where he played college basketball at Duke. And I know he's probably tired. He might not have slept, but he's cool enough to come on with us and be welcomed to Charlotte by his guys now on the Mac Attack on WFNZ. Mark Williams, Hornets first round pick. Mark, congratulations, man. Did you sleep?
A little bit. I tried. I'm really excited to get to Charlotte. I can't wait for the opportunity, and, you know, I'm ready to go.
Mark, how excited are you not to play here for the Hornets, but it's also the state you played your college basketball in. You're from Virginia. There's got to be a natural comfort level already being from the area, right?
Yeah, definitely. Not a lot of people get the opportunity, you know, playing the league in the same state that they play college basketball in. So, you know, to have that opportunity for me is really exciting, and I can't wait.
Hey, Mark, we're excited about having you here. We're not blowing smoke, man. We're excited to have you here because this team desperately needs a big that plays like you. I mean, how confident are you that you can bring the rim protection to this team that you did in college, that you can run the floor, that you can finish off those pretty LaMelo lobs? Because that's what we're looking for, man. How confident are you that that's the player you can be in the NBA?
Yeah, I'm very confident. I take pride in playing defense. Obviously, I catch lives, and, you know, I take pride in that stuff. So, you know, obviously to have LaMelo with me is really exciting, and I can't wait for it.
We're talking to new Hornets big man Mark Williams, kind enough to join us here early on in the show on the Mac Attack on 92.7 FNZ. Mark, analysts have brought this up, and I've thought this too, to be honest with you. Do you have the ability to step out a little more offensively at a higher shooting clip than we saw at Duke? How much more offensive game do you have, really, maybe than we saw in your 2 years at Duke?
Yeah, definitely. I've been continuing to improve my shot, to shoot the ball. If a defender backs up, I'm willing and able to take that shot and make that shot. And then obviously in the post, I think I'm a willing passer. You know, I do a good job passing the ball, making the right decision. So I'm really excited for that.
We're talking with Mark Williams, brand new Charlotte Hornet, taking 15th in the draft last night. Mark, all right, so talk to us about your reactions, because I can only imagine how stressful and excited you are in that green room waiting. So Jalen Duren, for a few minutes there, we thought, okay, that's the big man we picked. We picked him over Mark, all right? We're trying to, you know, deal with that. How? And then we realized it's a trade, and we're like, oh, there's this 15th pick's got to be Mark Williams then. Did you think for a minute there, okay, well, they drafted Jalen Duren, I'm not going to Charlotte, or was Charlotte kind of in communication with you? Like, were you confused? How did that all play out for you last night?
I saw the pick. I was like, oh, okay, you know, he's going to Charlotte. And then obviously the trade happened, so, you know, we worked from there. And then, you know, as soon as the trade happened, I learned, like, there's really an opportunity there for me. So after Cleveland picked Osai at 14, I knew there was a real chance for me at 15. So, I was really excited for that. And, you know, as soon as Adam Silver said my name to go to Charlotte, you know, I was really excited.
Mark, as you're well aware, especially at Duke, in the way things are now in this era, guys go to the league as quick as possible. A lot of one and dones, but you played 2 years at Duke. How important now and going forward are you going to view your college experience as to your overall growth?
Yeah, I think it was huge for me. Heading into year two was, after the first year, you know, we had a lot of ups and downs. For me personally, you know, just considering what I wanted to do for my future after my freshman year. So, you know, coming back to school year two, just continuing to improve my game and, you know, have the year I had this year, you know, made that decision that much easier for me after my sophomore year.
Mark, do you view yourself, because the league now, you know how it is. Some guys will be drafted, like Kai Jones, for example, is going to be one of your teammates here in Charlotte. But he was drafted in the first round last year, but he didn't play much. You know, he was viewed as raw. With you, do you view yourself as, hey, I'm ready to be in the rotation right away?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I've obviously worked hard to get to this point, and it's going to be a lot more hard work, you know, to, you know, stay and continue to evolve and, you know, stay in this league. So, you know, I'm obviously ready to put in that work. Can't wait to get to Charlotte, meet the guys, and go from there.
We're talking to New Hornets big man Mark Williams here on Sports Radio 92.7 FNZ. Mark, did you have a favorite team, NBA team growing up, or were you more into watching individuals? What was your basketball viewing experience like for a young Mark Williams?
Watched a lot of individuals. I didn't really have a team growing up. I love watching KD, LeBron, guys like that growing up, Joel Embiid. And, they're still in the league now, so for them to become guys I play against nightly is, really cool for me.
Who is there a player you look at in the NBA right now and say, I can be like that? That's the type of player and impact I can have.
Impact wise, I'd say right now, maybe like a Robert Williams, from Boston. His ability, catch lobs, in the playoffs, he was fighting the knee injury, but, his ability to protect the rim, guard everybody, play hard and, try to help Boston in any way he can. So probably a guy like him.
Yeah. Mark, I want you to know I'm a Duke fan. I'm coming from a good place when I say this. I always have your back. I'm a friend of yours now. I need to say, though, you're walking into a storm here of Mitch Kupchak, UNC, Buzz Peterson, UNC, Michael Jordan, UNC. I'm just telling you, Mark, these guys are on the lookout right now. Watch your back entering that building here coming up.
Yeah. I'm glad they put their beef aside back in 15. So. It's pretty exciting. I can't wait to meet everybody and, just can't wait to get to Charlotte.
They must have liked you. If those three guys were all willing to sign off on a Blue Devil, man, they must love your game. That's a good sign.
As soon as the combine measurements, Mark, came in, they said, hey, who cares where he played?
They don't care about the shade of blue when you got that 9-9 standing reach. Mark, last thing, because I want to let you go, because I know you probably want to get some rest in. You're coming to Charlotte. I know you're going to have a presser today. But I got to ask you, Are you at all a morning person? Because we do these interviews every year with the draft prospects. I have never heard someone sound so awake, coherent, and ready to rock
Impressive.
And roll. Like, do you like the mornings, or are you just gutting through the fatigue right now?
I'm usually pretty good with the morning, but, getting drafted is going to make me that much more awake. So
that's
I'd say a little combination of both.
That's a good point. You probably are on a high right now. All right, man. Well, hey, we're glad you were able to squeeze us in. We're really excited about having you here on the Hornets. We look forward to talking to you as you get here in Charlotte and basketball gets going for you. Congratulations, man. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.